As West Michiganders, we are blessed to be surrounded by an abundance of fresh water. Nearly everywhere we look, we can see flowing rivers and streams and ponds and lakes, and of course Lake Michigan itself, at record high levels, a blessing indeed. And yet our readings on this third Sunday of Lent bring us to desert places. The first reading from the book of Exodus, the Hebrew people have been set freed by God from the slavery of Pharaoh, and are heading on a journey to a promised land, which brings them first into a desert, and it is there that they are thirsting to live. And they begin to grumble and begin to ask, perhaps it wasn't worth leaving Egypt. And they even begin to ask if God is still with them. After the miraculous passage through the Red Sea, they wonder if God is there. And so Moses comes to God, and God intervenes by having Moses strike a rock, an unlikely place from which water flows, and indeed it does, to quench the thirst of God's people. And they would continue their journey. And the question would be, is would they continue to trust in the Lord who sends them forth? They would test the Lord continuously and wonder if this covenant with God would be one that would last and keep them alive. And they would do that and test that throughout their journey. We come to the gospel reading today. Jesus is in Samaria, an unlikely place for a Jew to be found, because the Samaritans and the Jews frankly wanted nothing to do with each other. So an odd place for Jesus to be found, he and his disciples. And Jesus comes to a well and finds there a Samaritan woman at the heat of the day, the noontime, and she's by herself, which is unusual. Normally they would have come as a group of women in the beginning of the day or the end of the day for their water. And so there he is with this woman, and he asks her for a drink. She's startled by the question because it was such a violation of cultural protocols. One, that a Jew would be speaking to a Samaritan, speaking to a woman, and asking for a drink. And she says, how can you do this? And Jesus says, if you knew who I was, you'd be asking me for a drink, for water in which your thirst would be quenched forever. And she says, then give me this living water. She comes to know that he is the Messiah. She's among the first that Jesus reveals himself to be the one, the Holy One of God. And with that news, deep within, those seeds of faith come to life by the living water that he offers her. And she runs to town to tell the others. Her life has been changed by this encounter with Jesus. And the others come back, and Jesus stays with them for 2 more days. The disciples must have been horrified that they would be staying in a Samaritan village that long. But it is there that Jesus comes to bring the good news. This symbolizes in this Lenten season the boundaries to which God will go to deliver a people, to call them into a relationship, to call them into covenant, to call them to have a deep thirst within, quenched by encountering God's very spirit. The physical needs that are there, that the Hebrew people encountered in the desert, and that a woman at the heat of the day and villagers would want, is absolutely there. We all need water to stay alive. And yet there's something deeper that must also be quenched, a thirst to know that God is with us, a thirst to know that we can be in a relationship with this God as intimately as we would go to a well to drink a cup of water. That's why in a remarkable way, as we confront this virus, this pandemic, we almost find ourselves in a desert, unable to gather for the Sunday celebration, unable to receive the body and blood of our Lord as we normally would do each and every weekend. But perhaps in Lent, we are in this desert to be reminded that not only must our physical thirst be quenched, but something deep within. So may we yearn in this Lenten season to experience the presence of Christ. May we yearn to gather back at the table again, to have that thirst quenched deep within, which can only be satisfied by the body and blood of Jesus Christ, which we receive each and every week at Mass. Let us pray for deliverance from this disease. Let us pray for the sick and the dying and those who have died. Let us pray for all those medical workers and all those people who are gathering resources to care for those people. And let us continue our journey together, knowing well that indeed God is with us. God will quench our thirst deep within as we continue this journey in Lent.